Morning, everybody. How are you? This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. It's like it took me by surprise this morning. I heard the music.
Yeah, I was watching it, and it's like, what happened? What's going on?
Put the headphones on. I don't know. I'm taking the bow hunting interest and participation study.
Oh, okay.
Online. Came out yesterday. Being a bow hunter, I thought it was important to do that. What do you think, Robin?
I have no idea because I don't know what it is.
It's a survey of your attitudes toward bow hunting. Did you bow hunt? How many years have you hunted and so forth? And it's important, you know, for wildlife management and information that the department may need to, you know, help with regulations, mm-hmm. Game management, things like that. So,
well, then I think you should do it because that makes
sense. I think every bow hunter should do it. It's a pretty low participation rate, but if you remember Brian Eiler, when he was our guest here during the deer season, he commented how important these surveys and these, you know, participation in them is to the department. So
that's kind of like how we say hunters need to get in there and
You need to participate. That's correct. What a week, huh?
Busy. Very busy.
Started with the funeral. Unfortunately. But, yeah, I was busy trying to get everything together for the upcoming benefit. That took a lot of time. That ate up a lot of time this week. Did it not?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. But it's come along very well. We've got a lot of nice folks that have donated a lot of nice stuff for our event on March 23rd. So
it's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice, yes.
It always is.
Yep. Yesterday. Loading up, getting ready for today's event, Maryland Bowhunter Society. Speaking of bow survey, Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit is today in Glen Burnie at Michael's 8th Avenue. Robin and I will be there. We've gone past several years, but the last two, and this and last year in particular, with bucks, bears, stags. And if you've never heard that term before, bucks, bears, stags. In Maryland, we have white-tailed bucks, and we have black bears, and we have sycamore stags. And what BBS does is measure those antlers for the deer, and measuring black bears is simply measuring the dimensions of the skull. So we're going to be on hand to do that today with members of the Bowhunter Society and, of course, those outside because we're having an event. We hope others have, you know, applied to get their tickets and so forth to come and have their animals measured. To obtain a score, and when you obtain a score, that gives you a ranking in our upcoming record book for the state of Maryland for game animals from back in the early 90s and beyond. So we've got all that coming up today. Now we've got a couple, you know, because we know a lot of folks, we've got a couple things happening. We've got the state record sycamore taken with archery tackle, full mount, full body mount,
mm-hmm.
going to be there on display for people to see. That was taken by Bob Barshewski in 2017, and he took it with a recurve bow, which is takes a bit of a skill level. And I saw a picture of the view from his stand,
mm-hmm.
and the scenario. You know, it had to be a very small window for him to shoot that animal because it's so thick. And he did a great job. And that and the stories in the current issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, so you can see that online or pick up a copy of that at your local outdoor store. That'll be there. And then Tom Paul from Southern Maryland, he found two big, big, giant bucks locked together in Mortal Kombat. Both of them were dead. And, you know, what normally happens is the loser dies,
mm-hmm.
and then the winner can't function. I mean, he can't drag the body, and, you know, and they both died on a creek bank. So Tom got with the Department of Natural Resources. He got a no-kill tag for those two animals, and which is available if if you're out shed hunting and you find a skull,
mm-hmm.
with the antlers intact, you must have it tagged.
Oh, okay.
For your possession. So, and Natural Resources Police are glad to do that. They just, you know, so that it doesn't look like you've killed this animal and don't have a possession tag for it. So, they they will be there. The locked antler racks will be there, and we're going to measure those. It's going to be tricky measuring those animals while they're locked together. And then Ed Winchester's coming down, and he shot a big deer in Queen Anne's County last year that was immense, 196 and 6/8 or over 195 inches, 196 inch. Antler means a lot of mass on the antlers, you know. So a typical nice 8-point that anybody would shoot would measure 120 to 130 inches. I mean, that's a good one. And this one's 190 some inches,
wow.
So it's got stickers and kickers and
it's a monster.
It is. It's got the bases of the beams are equal in diameter to a soda can.
Okay,
it's huge. So that's nice. It's going to be good. So,
but why are we doing all this? You didn't tell him why.
Why are we doing this? Well, we're going to publish a record book.
And a book about the legacy of hunting.
In that record book will be the legacy of hunting in Maryland. It'll be talk about game management. It'll talk about individual stories and individual animals that were taken and, you know, the stories and background and so forth with photos. And, you know, we're looking to have that out in December, which is the game plan. So a lot of work between now and then.
We're going to be busy, busy,
busy. We're going to be busy, 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 busy. And we obtained all the historical records from the annual deer report from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So those records will all be in there. So
my daughter and I are going to be busy.
You're going to be busy entering that stuff, yep. No question. Oh, look what we're going to talk about today, the Maryland Sportsman's Men's Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that one, Chris?
The MD Sportsman's Men's Show. You're a little tired there, but
people can't see this.
Yeah,
I have to just to give you an idea. I type up the commercials so Alan knows what he needs to read live.
Right.
And this one says instead of Maryland Sportsman Show, it says Maryland Sportsman Show.
Sportsman.
Big typo.
Yeah, indeed.
And in answer to your question, just a wee bit tired.
That's all right. Okay. You've been here a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People don't realize while we're entertaining them, Chris is entertaining us.
That's true.
That's right.
And you're entertaining me chewing while you're on the air.
I'm not chewing.
Okay. Chuck just checked in. He said that he's done his survey, so that's good. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. If anybody'd like to call and ask any questions or share any information, we'd love to hear from you. The fine folks at CBA, I talked to their marketing guy this week. Never spoken to him before. He's been, what are you doing? Turn your microphone off? Oh. Well, Chris has got that taken care of, so you have to talk to him or maybe press the off button.
What do you mean?
If you
I'm
want.
On. I just turned, I hit the cough button.
Oh, the cough button? Why were you coughing?
No, I was chewing.
Choking?
I was chewing.
Oh.
Trying to be good. He just calls me out.
Just chew quietly over there in the corner. Anyway, the marketing guy, Tom, at CVA, very, very nice guy. You know, I told him how appreciative we were here on the Outdoors and Radio Show that CVA works with us. I told him the history of how I met the president of CVA at an event, and we hit it off. And you know, and how much I like their products. You know I like my CVAs, right?
Yes, I do.
And then we get to a Bucks, Bears, and Stags event, and we talk to our listeners here on the show. When they bring their head in or something like that, one fellow in particular from over there in Kent County, Queen Anne's County area, I love my CVAs. I got a wolf, and I'll tell you what, I like that thing. That's really accurate, and which is what Brandon got with the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom says, yeah, he said, I wish people would really, he said, we're trying to figure out how to make a wolf less accurate. I'm like, no, you don't need to do that because that's a nice, well, and it's not the highest end muzzleloader that they make. It's like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Brian, he likes his CVA. And, you know, I told him, I said, look, we've got two big sick of deer here in Maryland, father and son. that were taken with CVA muzzleloaders. So the same one, actually. One of them was taken at 180 yards with a wolf. So Chuck and Hunter, they know who they are. But that was pretty cool. I sent him the pictures of the father and son. Your part in this, out of the same stand. In a redneck blind, by the way.
Okay.
he also likes redneck blinds.
Exactly. Yeah. Plug.
Well, Steve House is a nice fellow. Yeah. I mean, a redneck dealer, and he's a gold sponsor of the coalition event. He's bringing a waterfowl blind for us to give away. So that's all nice. But anyway, it's... So I said, you know, I'm going to send you the pictures. He said, that'd be great. I'm going to share them on social media. So I don't know if they've done it yet, Robin, but you can look at the CVA social media page or BPI Outdoors, whatever it is.
I'm on it right now.
I figured you would be. See if our Maryland sick of deer are on there.
You were beating me at Googling last week, Chris. I was trying to keep up, and you were
beating
me.
Wait a minute. You beat the queen?
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
You did.
Oh.
Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah, I can't remember what the question was.
No, but it was Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, yeah.
The hour was spent on Buddy Ebsen. Which is, you know.
See, you don't know it. I'm racing with you at home.
Okay, I didn't know.
The song Davy Crockett led into that whole.
Yeah, I remember now.
Thing, so. But it's good. It's good. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll have Z-Man coming up at the top of the hour. Sounds like a radio personality. Z-Man. Yeah, Eric Slokovich will be here. Talk about fishing. All kinds of fishing. Going to give us an update on perch run and all kinds of stuff. So that'll be next hour. So anyway, good morning, Chuck. Glad to hear you got your survey done. What else is important? The waterfowl meeting was this week. What night was that? Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost made it. I had to meet somebody there. I was going to attend the meeting, and you were not feeling well.
Uh-uh.
And I was not feeling well. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, I had one of those achy, scratchy throat. It's like,
yeah.
What am I coming down with? So I met my friend there and just decided to bag the meeting because, like I said, it's been a very interesting week. Very interesting week. But we've got some great firearms for our event. We've got a Benelli Nova, which is a pump action shotgun in Max 5 camo, 28-inch barrel, 12-gauge. That's a nice one. Folks at Rick's Gun and Pawn donated a youth pump shotgun, a Winchester SXP. The folks down at Jim Ratz, which is in Mechanicsville, Maryland, they donated a youth model. It's a compact. It's a Ruger 10/22. We've got all that coming, and more.
Lots of giveaways.
Yeah, we know that Continental Arms has donated a Remington 700.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, crossbow coming from Autumn Sky Outfitters. We have a Raven crossbow drawing, which is online right now, the Raven R10. Latest and greatest in the crossbow world is this company called Raven, R-A-V-I-N. And it's a very, very high-end, high-quality crossbow. It retails for $1,800 to $2,000, depending on the model and which one you get and so forth. So our drawing for that is online right now.
Okay. So literally there's going to be something for everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Look at that.
It's a blind.
That's an elk.
That's a hunting blind on its antlers.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he took his aggression out on that thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't happy somebody was trying to get him.
No. So you got an elk with a camo blind impaled on his antlers. Oh, my gosh. Poor elk.
When I first looked at it, I thought the velvet was coming off.
No, that's
it's actually
pretty wild
a camo block. Which website is that on?
CVA.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that on CVA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everybody listening, just go to the CVA website and you'll see what
well,
Robin sees.
Well, Facebook page.
Okay,
oh, Facebook
page.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Social media.
Yep.
So,
I don't know. I'm trying to catch up from the week.
No callers.
So, yeah.
Not yet. Love to hear from them. Is anybody fishing, or has the weather been too nasty?
It's been too, well, for me, it's been too nasty.
I met with Uncle Dale from Easton the other day. He gave us a nice bluebird box that he built. And he called it a Peterson box. I guess that comes from the Peterson bird watching deal.
The books. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Peterson guide, field guide, or whatever they call it. And so we've got a bluebird box to mount on our fence out back.
Yep. I want to mount it where we can see it from the back room.
Well, sure, of course. And then, you know, we just have to make sure that there's no snakes.
Yeah.
In our area. Have you ever seen a snake at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What kind?
Black rat.
Black rat snake?
Okay.
I thought I told you that I couldn't get one of the labs to come in one day.
Mm-hmm.
I was yelling and hollering. I was late for work. And you know how I am about snakes. Okay.
I know how you are about being at work on time.
God. Anyway, this is going to be a long day, people.
It's going to be a long drive home.
Now, I'm with them all weekend.
So, anyway.
Yeah. The dog is out back and won't come in.
Right.
So, I go looking for her, and she's out there, and she's throwing something around.
She was
throwing it up in the air and catching it and going after it, and it was wiggling, and it was a big, long black snake. And I was by myself at the house after I was divorced, and Brian wasn't there. It's her dog.
Right.
I'm late for work. I went after the dog and the snake with a broom and ran like hell afterwards. So.
Who won?
I won, but I didn't breathe much of the rest of the day.
So you only saw one snake, and the dog...
I've seen a couple.
That was the question that Dale wanted to know, if we had snakes there.
I try to believe we don't. And in all 20-some years I've lived there, I've seen four.
Okay.
So one every 5 years.
Okay. Well, we'll still have to put some kind of snake guard.
We should have snake guard down anyway for Robin.
I'm worried more about the bluebird than the robin.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in trouble, aren't I, Chris?
Yes, you are. I can't help you with that one. Hey, I have a question for you. Are you guys going to put up a bat box? Do you have problems with mosquitoes?
You know, that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Bats don't scare me.
No, bats are...
Bats are good.
Bats are actually, yeah, good creatures.
They used to always be by the streetlight by my house, and I haven't seen them the last couple of years.
I know. Bats have issues across this country with this white nose fungus, but a bat box is a good idea. It's a good idea. We put one of those bells the other day that was made out of seeds for the birds.
Yes,
It lasted about 4 hours.
Squirrels got to
it?
Oh,
yeah, the squirrels.
They were having a ball.
I hope you got some footage of it.
No.
Oh, come
no, we just let
you
them
didn't
do
get any thing. Pictures?
No, they were very acrobatic. See, we got a lot of different squirrels in our neighborhood. They all interbreed with each other, and we've got black squirrels with chestnut tails. We've got all black squirrels. We've got squirrels that are gray and white.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
gray and brown squirrels, and black.
Gray squirrels. We've got all black. We've got just an entire gene pool that has been stirred, not shaken, or shaken, not stirred. You know,
it's been used and abused.
Yeah.
And I found out, like, 40 years ago, one woman brought a black squirrel into the neighborhood.
How'd she do that?
I don't know. She had it from somewhere. She came
40 years ago.
About 40 years.
Well, the first time I ever saw,
you got them in Arbutus.
Well, I haven't seen any there. Where I see, where I saw the majority of the black squirrels were down in Silver Spring, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere you look, that's all you saw. And somebody told me that actually the gray squirrels are like out of the result of the gene pool, that the black squirrels are actually the original color. The gray is the dominant color.
Ah, I don't believe that. Maybe down there.
No, it is. And apparently it's because what happened when they were bringing animals over to, I think, one of the zoos, that they got loose.
Okay. I got it.
We haven't seen, you know what we haven't seen?
No.
We haven't seen a whole white squirrel, all white squirrel.
An albino?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, over by the country school. Remember that yard over there?
That's right.
Yep.
Because it's really weird. Easton has the majority of the black ones, and Queenstown has all white squirrels. They have a bunch of white squirrels.
Really?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. So. Oh, sorry. I haven't had enough coffee. I didn't have enough coffee yesterday, and I have enough coffee today.
We haven't stopped. I don't think.
It's been. Coming up last night.
Okay.
We didn't leave till, 4:30? Something like that, from Easton.
Yesterday afternoon.
Which put us right here.
Right in the middle of rush hour.
Coming up right in the middle.
Coming up 100 in the middle of rush hour.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Marriottsville Road and the snow and the, you know, you can't see mm-hmm. and lights coming at you. And mm-hmm. then, you know, yeah, it was not a pleasant drive last night. Not one bit.
Mm-mm. In more ways than one.
And tonight, guess what? We lose an hour of sleep.
Wonderful.
And then tomorrow it's going to be in the mid-60s, so.
Yep. And tomorrow we're at the, we're Clarksville at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit. I've been doing that for a long time, too.
That's right.
What, 10 years maybe?
Yeah. You're a really good MC.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So far, Chris, we have to understand, he's been dealing with the MBS mm-hmm. banquet coming up, our benefit.
Right.
And we had this major renovation going on at the house. I mean, like, our house you can't move in with something not falling over right this minute.
Are you still working on the back room?
We finished most of it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. We got the faceplate on the... So we've been waiting for this faceplate to finish off the insert on the gas stove, right?
Okay.
Guy shows up yesterday, puts it on, looks at it and goes, "We're going to have to get you another one of these. We've been waiting for months."
Exactly, because it was a special order, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Both corners are dinged in from the factory.
Oh!
On the right side.
And we know it was factory because the box came and had never been opened.
The box was never
the
opened.
Box was
it wasn't then.
It didn't happen in transport or anything?
No, nothing. No, because, I mean, it went right to them, and they uh-huh. brought it right to the house.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, it went to another dealer, I thought, because they had a... I thought they had to track
That's
it
possible.
Down.
That's possible. It did.
Yeah, we were waiting, and they kept saying 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and 2 weeks, and...
Yeah, and it
turned out to be how many months?
Yeah, 2 months at least.
Yeah. So the other day we got on the phone and got a little insistent, and they started looking at other dealers who had them and got us one. So he left it on, so I'll live with the dent until we get a new one. It's great.
It's on the corner. Yeah.
And the place is great. I'm not giving them a hard time. They did a wonderful job. They installed it. It's just...
You know it's there, and it's under your skin, and that bugs you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm bad about that.
I'll tell you what, though. We dealt with... We started out at Backyard Billy's.
Okay.
We went out of state, down state, and wound up back at Backyard Billy's. And I'll tell you, they were spectacular.
Their service, they when they say they're going to do something, and the faceplate wasn't their fault. Okay,
no,
I had
no.
to pick the only faceplate that nobody else buys, and so that was not their fault. But they everything else they have just done wonderful. And the guy could have not told me it was dented because it was on the side.
Sure.
And as soon as he saw the dent, he said, "We're getting you a new one."
Wow.
So,
yeah,
that's nice customer service.
Very good.
It really is
for them to pick it out and tell you versus you picking it out and pointing it out to them.
We mm-hmm. have had. With this back room, we have had a wonderful contractor who has done an amazing job and has his furniture he makes and he built my vanity.
Okay.
Out of all pallets. And it's just gorgeous. And everybody's worked really hard and everybody's been really nice. We really haven't had a problem with one.
No, we haven't had, you know.
One person.
No.
And Brandon, Beaver Dam Builders did all of it from start to finish for us. And, you know, and he subcontracted a few things out.
Mm-hmm.
But. The work he does is amazing.
Yep. So let's take a break.
I'm here.
The Maryland Sportsman Show. Coming Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th at the Howard County Fairgrounds, just off exit 80 on I-70. It's a Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. It's a 3-day event packed with over 100-plus vendors. The show opens at 2 on Friday, and the hours are 10 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, there's a waterfowl calling contest, and then a cornhole contest on Sunday with seminars all weekend. The show offers a one-stop shopping experience with great values on hunting gear, fishing tackle, and clothing, plus ATVs and boats and RVs and trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies, see the latest products, speak with guides, and book your next hunting adventure. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at mdsportsmanshow.com. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Don't shout it at me, here got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down and buy the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold salad. Cold salad, and you got your bread.
Yeah, Robin bebopping over here.
Hey, so you use that word?
I do.
Do you?
Better than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin doesn't drink coffee.
Nope. That music gets me going.
Yep. She's a Coke or Pepsi caffeine wacko. I mean, fan.
Well, I mean, sometimes people drink coffee in the morning. Some people, I've had Pepsi
in
the morning.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
However you want to get your caffeine.
That's how I get mine all day long.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't fill my thermos this morning. But I'll do that before our event today because I'm an all-day drinker. Coffee. Black. Nothing in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
Just get an IV and just run it right into your veins.
That would work.
There you go.
410 WCBM 680. We may not have any callers today.
Well, you know what? You
know what?
If I was... after that night last night, awful as it was, I wouldn't be getting up early this morning either. I mean, the weather and everything is just crummy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's cold, it's wet, it's cold, dark.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody's catching their extra hour this morning so that they can, you know, don't have to lose it tomorrow. I don't know how that works. What do we want to talk about that would get people inspired?
You really want me to say?
No, I don't want you to say.
Plan fishing trips?
How about coyotes?
Yes. Coyotes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very prevalent in Maryland. The latest picture I got, well, I've seen pictures. The latest one I saw was just this past week. A fellow was showing me pictures of his sika deer on trail camera.
Mm-hmm.
And a really nice bunch of sika deer and a crop of upcoming you know, juvenile spikes and 4 points and so forth that they're going to. You know, coyotes are now everywhere in Maryland. I mean, every county, and they've been in every county for a long, long time. They're just becoming more prevalent.
Prevalent because the numbers are increasing.
Exactly, exactly. And they've got a good food source here. You know, white-tailed deer are in good shape, are herd, and, you know, they do, despite what the Maryland Department of Natural Resources says, they mm-hmm. do prey on deer. There's no question about it in my mind. I mean, I've seen the videos. I've seen the evidence of, you know, deer that have been taken down by a pack of coyotes. And when you have, I've seen deer that have been, you know, been wounded and left for the next morning to be ravaged by coyotes and stripped completely by a pack of coyotes. Wow. I've heard them myself in Dorchester. I've heard them myself in Montgomery County. You know, I've seen them in Allegheny. So, you know, and they are. I've seen them in Carroll.
Well, in fact, too, on a website in a neighborhood that I used to live in,
yeah,
they just saw some up in Harford County.
Yeah.
In Abingdon.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody years ago sent me a picture of one of them crouched under the dock down in the city.
I believe it.
You know, so they're here. I mean, they're a very secretive animal, no mm-hmm. question about it. But, you know, they will take a cat or a dog or a duck or whatever. They're very opportunistic. And hard on the turkey population, hard, I think, more so than the department wants to tell us, hard on the deer population. And, you know, the latest one I saw was on a trail camera in Dorchester. The one I saw before that was half a block from an elementary school in Frederick County in the middle of the day.
Which leads me to my next question. Do you think that they're, and again, I'm asking because I don't know.
Right.
A hunting season again, like they used to have.
Oh, they're unlimited.
There's
a hunting season. It's year round.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's only one day of the year when you're not allowed to kill a coyote. And that's the first day of deer firearm season. They don't want people, you know, shooting their rifles and their shotguns at a coyote when it's deer season. I don't know that law is complied with very well, but, you know, I tell people every year, don't do it. It's against the law. But, and there is also certain times of the year, and I don't know it, because I just thought about the subject just now, certain times of the year that you're not allowed to kill them at night. There are certain times you can, certain times you can't. But anyway, if you've seen a coyote or you think you've got a coyote, or you know, there's one in your neighborhood, let us know. The one I saw hit on the highway was a very large female, and that was on Route 32 between Eldersburg Anyway, we just got a text from Billy up in Westminster, and Bill makes custom knives. And he said he's thinking about trying to get us a knife to auction off at the Westminster.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I've seen his knives, right?
Yeah.
They're really nice.
His knives, yep. Yep.
Really nice.
Yep. And Steve Greger as well. Steve makes some nice ones, too. So, hey, there's my buddy Stan. I bet he's seen a coyote out there on the road. Hey, Stan, where are you this morning?
Climbing Wilkins Avenue. We're headed to Frederick this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Not everybody's asleep. Some of us got to play for a living.
Gotcha.
I meant to ask you this question last week, but I was really busy. I couldn't even take my hands off the steering wheel, but I've got
right.
around me now.
Uh-huh.
What happened down in Annapolis with the new gun laws, registrations, and all that kind of crap?
Nothing yet. The bills were heard for the most part. To my knowledge, they haven't come out of committee yet. We're keeping an eye on it for sure. You know that.
So, yeah.
So, some of them have an opportunity to advance perhaps with amendments. Some of them, for the most part, I don't think do. What's the word? There are a couple that will and won't. So.
I just wonder how our purple potentate thinks about all this stuff.
Our what?
Our purple potentate.
Purple potentate.
Yeah, he used to be red, but he faded.
Sorry.
The purple.
I love that.
The purple potentate. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Our reach across the aisle. I think he did a nosedive, but that's just my own opinion.
Well.
Fell off that surfboard. I don't know, Mr. Allen.
Hey, politics is an ugly thing.
I was born and raised here, and I'm slowly watching my state just. You go anywhere close to D.C. and it's like being in a foreign country, and I don't know.
I hear you.
I'm waiting for the East and the West to secede again, and let me get across the bridge or across the mountain before.
Exactly.
I can sit back and tell my grandchildren I remember when.
Yep, and that's going to be the sad thing. I remember when. Well, imagine the tales that our grandparents could tell us. I mean, and if anybody's paying attention, your grandparents do have some tales, and they can tell you the things, you know.
I run into people that say, "Well, I remember when I used to walk around here and walk around there."
Oh yeah.
Nobody bother you. You could go to school and actually get an education instead of being indoctrinated.
Right.
I'm glad I left when I did. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that some of us are awake up here. I've got to plug this thing back into my stereo so I can hear everything. I'm still wrestling with technology. I ought to get the missus to help me out.
Oh, she was wrestling with some technology this week. I won't go into it here and embarrass her, but she was certainly wrestling with some technology.
I actually texted.
No.
On the phone.
Wow.
But I called the other party back. And
did you get my text? Yeah, I got it. Wow.
All right, let me get out of here and pay attention. I'm taking the curve to 7.
Well, one quick question. Have you seen any coyotes cross your path on your road to your regular run to Frederick?
It's hard to tell because at about 70 miles an hour, they just look like big fur balls to me.
Okie dokie.
I just talked to Boston to get me a. He's trying to get me a brand new bumper for this thing. I've been through the deer wars.
The deer wars.
The deer wars. I'm hoping everything I see is a ball swap on the side of the road.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't need any more aggravation out of them.
Nope. All right, buddy. Keep the greasy side down. All right.
Have a great day, Stan.
You too. All right, y'all. Be careful on the way home. We'll
thanks, Dan.
A little bit.
Talk soon. Bye bye. There he goes. All right. Yeah, Chuck just sent me a picture of coyotes on his trail camera, too. I don't know if that's the Baltimore site or the Carroll County site. It looks like the Carroll County site. Captain Don.
Good morning, folks.
Hey,
good morning.
How you doing?
Alan, how you doing? Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, I was just wondering, do coyotes have a natural predator? Do they have a... someone who seeks them out for dinner?
No. Not in Maryland. Mm-hmm. Nope. No natural predators. They fight with each other, but that typically does not result in any fatalities or anything like that. They are a predator. I mean, they hate red foxes and gray foxes. I know many trappers who, you know, when they're targeting foxes, will come and find their fox traps. The fox is killed by coyotes in their traps, and that's prevalent. Howard County is particularly mean for that. So,
well, I have a favorite spot here in Anne Arundel County where I occasionally have a coffee and I can look at some of the wildlife, and occasionally you see a coyote, and you have to look in the book because I'm not that familiar with all the different wildlife.
Right.
So I have to look at my book and say, oh. That's a coyote.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking of this when I think of a coyote, I think of a cartoon character. Is it Wiley?
Wiley Coyote, yep.
That poor guy. He ought to give it up.
Well, he ought to stop buying from that Acme company.
That's it.
And
As far as fishing, getting ready for fishing, had to put a motor on the hydraulic pump to get the tilt trim all, you know, serviceable and all that.
Yeah, sure.
Everything working properly.
Yep.
I've heard tell that the yellow perch are making their presence known in the area. Severn River, I've heard there've been some nice yellow perch taken over there, and several places here in the Magafee. So yeah, it's looking good, and I can't wait to get the old fire dog boat out of the water.
There you go.
And do some catfishing. And,
yeah, man. Well,
empty seats.
That's on the bucket list, Captain Don, to do with you this year. That's for sure.
And you can bring that character that you sent me a picture of some weeks ago. Bring that character along.
Exactly.
The intern.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, that sounds fun.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Don.
You too.
Hey, and
bye-bye.
thank you for underwriting the ticket for Fran to attend the banquet this year.
That's my pleasure, believe me.
Yep. She's great. Take care, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Speaking of Fran, we haven't heard from Fran in a while.
I haven't heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Been a while. She got the juices flowing here a couple weeks ago when she was encouraging the folks to show up in Annapolis, and they did at the gun rally, no question, you know.
Yep.
So, and that's okay.
But we have not heard from her for a while.
We have not, but it's all good. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, you know, I didn't bring my script in. I didn't bring my magazine in for Clyde Sports Shop, but I can almost tell you from memory what's going on. Their 10-day sale started yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all rockfish, trolling, tackle, and everything else is on sale. Now, you can get new line put on your spools, starting at just 1 cent per yard. But no matter what it costs per yard, you're going to get it for half price. So empty your spools and take those spools in, your reels in, and get fresh line put on them because it's important to do so. Now, I do remember that the Penn Warfare 30 level wind reel is on sale for $89.95. And their trolling combos start at $89.95 and run. The most popular one is $139.95 with the Penn Warfare and the Andy Rod full line. And that one's ready to go. Now, I do also remember this. How do you like this from memory?
I'm impressed.
Okay. All Fluger rods and reels and all Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale. All Ugly Sticks are on sale. While you're there, they want you to see the full line of St. Croix rods, and then all the terminal tackle and all the bucktails and parachutes and trolling baits for striped bass. They also carry everything for perch and panfish and trout and so forth. All the trout baits are available. And this big 10-day sale goes till next Sunday. And their location is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And the phone number there is 410-242-6108 at Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. They take all major credit cards. Their website is clydesports2ssinthemiddle.com. And they do have a 24-hour fishing hotline, which is 247-3474. 247-FISH, 24/7 FISH. Very simple to remember. All that at Clyde Sports Shop. How'd I do for not having anything at all in front of me to
look
at?
I'm impressed.
Well, the master.
Ah, yes. Thank you so much. So much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Big warm-up underway for the weekend forecast. We're hitting into the mid-40s today and all the way up into the mid-60s for tomorrow. 46 this afternoon with a cloudy sky. Pacific air working in from the southwest with some heavier rains tonight, some half-inch plus rainfall totals tonight, and a low of 40 degrees, and then some light rain showers for Sunday morning and a high around 66. Sunshine returns Monday, 57. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bed liners.
Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Line-X Premium or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. Bay Line-X and Catonsville Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line-X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want.
So true.
Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I'm going to do what you tell me to. Because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man. You're the man.
I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
I love that song.
Well, of course you would.
Don't worry, I'll have the opposing voice.
Oh, of course you will. Yes, I know.
That's I have no doubt.
Fair that's person. What I'm looking forward to.
You all going to be in trouble.
Yes, indeed. We have time for a call, don't we? Just
yes,
one.
Very,
just one.
It's going to have to be a quick call.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. we have open lines.
All right. Here's a question. Okay. Do you have or have you had any critters in your neighborhood missing and you can't figure out why? Now, I know you have had, Chris, but you know, cats, dogs, you know, that type of thing. And I'm getting there for a reason. There are very aggressive coyotes across this country moving into urban areas, and you know, they need something to eat, and they're picking up critters. I mean, right and left, and people are losing their pets to these beasts. I know a good friend who nursed a male duck mallard back to health, and had it in a little enclosure, and a coyote came right in the enclosure and grabbed that duck, and off it went. And that was in Anne Arundel County, and she knows who she is, and you know, she was very upset, very worked up, very very sad about, you know, this event. So, you know, to my knowledge, that coyotes are not really considered a vector species for rabies as much as, for example, red foxes are, raccoons, and so forth. But it's never a good thing to have a wild animal skulking in your area, you know. So, just I'd like to know if there's anybody who has any interaction out there with coyotes. And I don't mean a close personal thing. I mean, you know, hey, I saw one in the neighborhood, you know, walking across the street. The one that alarmed me was the one that was close to the elementary school, and that was a big, big dog coyote in Frederick County, in town. So, anyway, well, there's the music. Some of us might be very glad that there's the music and we're done with this hour. So, right, Robin?
I'm good.
Yeah, Z-Man will be coming up next. He'll be calling about 6 o'clock, so be aware of that, Mr. Chris. And we'll talk to Eric and get some insight on fishing. Hopefully it will generate some more interest than whatever I've had to say. Anyway, hey, we appreciate it. Just one more reminder. Tickets and tables are going fast for the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit coming up March 23rd. mdhuntingcoalition.org. If you'd like to get your tickets, we'd love to see you there. Great stuff to be raffled off and auctioned off and so forth. A lot of great hunting stuff, guns and bows and crossbows and so forth. So, all right, get out, stay safe.